In tonight's edition of County Conversations, our monthly check-in with Humboldt County Supervisors, we speak with Michelle Bushnell, who represents Humboldt's 2nd District, which includes the cities and unincorporated towns along the 101 corridor from Benbow to Fortuna, and stretches east to west from Ridgeville to Shelter Cove. Supervisor Bushnell shared updates on the Garberville Vets Hall, new state funding for mental health infrastructure, and local efforts to address wildfire risk tied to homeless encampments. Good afternoon, Supervisor Bushnell, and thank you for joining us. One of the big stories this month was the Board of Supervisors approving, by a 4-1 vote, the reconstruction of the John Haynes Veterans Memorial Hall at its original site. Can you talk about what it means for local veterans and the broader community, and what the projected timeline for construction looks like?
Sure. So, of course, for the veterans, it means that they get their home back and they won't have to continue to be displaced. They're ecstatic. It was a very emotional meeting. They made Garberville veterans made lots of public comment, as well as veterans from the other areas, Fortuna, Ferndale, and Arcata, as well as a lot of community members. What it means for the whole of Southern Humboldt is that there'll be a venue that is affordable and has a commercial kitchen and is in Central Garberville area. So that'll be great. Construction will start within the next 60 days. I am hopeful to have that building buttoned up outside by December, so that the internal work can happen during the winter. And so, I think a year from now, we're going to have a veterans hall in that spot ready to go.
Many in the community feel that rebuilding the vets hall was a long overdue promise to local veterans. That said, we know that one dissenting vote came from a concern over the county's ongoing budget deficit. How do you see this project affecting the county's financial outlook going forward?
Sure. So it's about $3.6 million. We're going to use that out of our finance plan, which has interest on it, and we'll have to pay that back. It's a lot of money to expend right now, wherein we are, saying and looking at a fiscal cliff in the 2027. Projections for sales tax and property tax revenues are not great, and that's how we get our money. And so it's a large payment a month to repay. And I did not take it lightly, and I do not, I understand Supervisor Wilson's vote of no. However, the county could have avoided this had they done the maintenance at the time, and that the veterans didn't want a new hall. They wanted their hall. And we're responsible for, not me, but the county is responsible for the destruction of that facility, and they owed them a new one.
On a positive fiscal note, Humboldt County is set to receive over $43 million from Proposition 1 funds to support the construction of a new Semper Virens mental health facility in Eureka. What kind of impact do you expect this will have on behavioral health care and the broader community?
Sure. So I'm ecstatic that we received these funds. Simple Virens is 14 beds currently and in a very old facility. It means for the community that we could have extended services for mental health services. And, across California, Proposition 1 is going to be supporting these facilities. And so it just means more mental health services available, which we struggle. The county struggles and the community struggles with mental health issues. And if you're on the opposite end and your child, your loved one is experiencing mental health issues, there are not a lot of options. And it's very scary because jail is not somewhere they need to be. They need services that can help them. And so this facility is anticipated to be complete in the year 2030, so not too far out. And it's going to make a huge difference to how we treat mental health patients.
Sticking with mental health concerns, especially as it intersects with homelessness, Fire season is fast approaching. Your district, including Redway and Garberville, sees multiple vegetation fires each year connected to encampments. Is there any funding or strategy in place to reduce fire risk while also supporting unhoused residents in a meaningful way?
So we have been with the Sheriff's Department and code enforcement, have been cleaning out those camps north of Redway for a few months now. I was involved in one of the big ones that was across from the big turnout, myself and the Sheriff's Department and Ill River cleanup crew and 4 or 5 community members. So we did both sides of the road, and then I'm working with Humboldt Redwood Company to address the ones down in the Redwoods there. That's their property. And I think that there's not a lot of funding right now for this, although we have the Southern Humboldt Housing Solutions for All got that $3.5 million grant. And so they're working at housing some folks and getting them out of the places where they're not supposed to be. And so I think that we can see our hope, and I think it will work. And the Sheriff's Department is routinely every week going into those camps and saying, you can't be here, it's on private property. And so while there's not a place for people to be, and it just does really move them around, our hope is to keep them out of that area that is so sensitive to wildfire, and so that we don't have that problem this coming year.
Do you think the governor's recent memo urging stronger action on homelessness will change the way the county or the sheriff's office responds?
I think that it will and it can. It's, you know, it came pretty abruptly, his message. And I think that there's another something behind that because it's a kind of an exact opposite of what he has been saying in the past. And so I'm leery of the message, but hopeful that it'll be hopeful to the county and to the Sheriff's Department and to DHHS to be able to get these folks out of those camps and be able to enforce that. And it's not, you know, I understand when people say, but where are they going to go? We have options for them to go to Eureka to get housing. They refuse to go. And I know everybody has a right, but folks also have a right to not be fearful of wildfires or the mental health issues that are going on around some of these folks. And so while the houseless folks have rights, so do community members to not fear, those things in their own homes.
And last time we spoke, there were ongoing concerns about Highway 36 closures. Things have quieted down a bit, but can you give us any updates on the status of repairs or lingering safety concerns?
I'm actually having a planning meeting with Caltrans next 3 weeks from now, but right now it is kind of status quo. The mountain is still moving. They have one lane blocked. They're anywhere from 15 to half an hour waits. They're trying, as the summer season comes around and a lot of people are working, trying not to hold people up for so long while still being able to do their work. Their hope is to, there's some trees up there that need to come down. They tried to get the helicopter up there to get those down. It's not safe to get a faller up there, and the helicopter was not successful. So at this point, it's kind of a wait and see, and what are we going to do? There additionally is construction that has been planned for years that is utilizing monies that, grant monies. And so that construction is due to start also. They're assuring me that it won't be more than 15-minute waits. So while it's not going to be great and there are going to be waits, I think the anticipated 2-hour waits are over.
And with just a few seconds left, is there anything else you'd like to leave listeners with today?
Sure. So we're going to be adopting a nitrous oxide ordinance around June 3rd. This will be a complete ban. I know that I have heard, you know, from some folks, why do I have to not be able to use my whipped cream? And I apologize for that in some aspects, but whipped cream can be made lots of ways. I shake it in a jar or use my, you know, blender thing. And this is a serious problem and we have to address it. And people say, you're just taking an item away from them and not addressing the problem. We are addressing the problem, but you have to start somewhere. And we have, help for these folks if they want to seek it. But it's a serious problem with young folks, and it's killing people. And I'm sorry, you're not going to be able to dispense your whipped cream, but you can shake a jar or blend it up, and it works just the same.
Again, that was Humboldt County's 2nd District Supervisor Michelle Bushnell. You can catch our county conversations on the 2nd Wednesday of each month. If you have a question you would like asked, you can submit to news@kmud.org.